Alright everyone, I am back. This is Hellhunter Damned Soul Part 2, and I'm going to pick up from where I left off. Now I did figure out that you have to go back to the witch shop and talk to her again, and she'll give you what we need.
Hellhunter Damned Soul. Hellhunter Damned Soul.
So.
Seats. Door. Shop's owner.
Let's do that.
Elian tells her that he successfully delivered the package. She's glad to hear that, and so the witch gives Elian the wolf relic. Elian can morph into a wolf with it and cover long distances with a leap. That allows him to reach new places. Also, Elian can use transform relics in battle to change from dampier shape to wolf shape. As a wolf, he will be able to deal more damage with his attacks. But on the other hand, he will receive more damage as well. The wolf is more suited for battles against heavy and armored monsters. To change from a shape to the other one, you have to press shift. While transformed, Elian won't be able to heal himself with blood vials.
Okay, so let's go.
To the alleys.
I think what I gotta do go now is go to the mountain.
You have reached the capital, abandoned to the witch house, graffiti, to the square. You have route to the capital, to the alleys, soldier.
I don't want to
The battle begins.
Yeah.
The battle ends. Elian gains 50 experience points. Press saving meta guy, soldier.
Oh, come on.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains 50 experience points. Press saving meta to the government palace. Saving to the alleys. Meta guard to saving meta guards to the alleys.
Oh, whoops, I didn't mean to go there. Hold on.
You have to the witch camp. Abandoned to the square. To the entrance. Corpse to the...
Okay.
You have reached capital. Entrant to the helper's house. Two alleys. To the road to the capital. This should be the place that the witch indicated to Elian. In fact, that mountain is a perfect hideout. Inaccessible by foot and from vehicles. A wolf should be able to cover the distance between the road and the mountain with a leap.
Okay.
You have reached to the road to the entrance to the witch's lair. After a very long leap, Elian lands on the mountain without any problem and returns to dampier shape. He searches for a while in the depths of the forests until he finally finds the entrance of a cave. Some steps later, the passage starts to be illuminated. There's a wide area before Elian, and the space is full of coloured and luminous crystals. Elian also sees that a group of witches is gathering there. Looks like they are coming for him. Clearly he's not welcome here. They were ready to intercept him, but they didn't expect this hitch. Elian tried to explain the situation, but the witches won't listen to him, and so they prepare their catalysts and take some time to invoke their familiars.
Okay.
You have reached Witch's Lair 1. Witch. The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains 100 experience points. Press control. Crystals. Upward. Crystals. Familiar. The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien gains 110 experience points. Press crystals, computers, witch. The battle begins.
Not too
bad. The battle ends. Alien gains 100 experience points. Press crystal. Come to the road. Upward. Crystals. Those magnificent rocks emit lights of many colors, like red, blue, green, and violet. Anyway, the light is not natural. That's just a spell cast on them, probably by the witches.
Yes.
The color choice could be just a matter of aesthetics.
Probably.
Computers. On many rows of desks, there are even more computers. They're very recent models. Alien knows how to use computers, but he doesn't know what those monitors are showing on the screen. It looks like some hacker stuff. He doesn't see any cables. They seem fueled by magic.
Huh. Hacker stuff. So the witches are magical hackers? Okay, that's really weird.
To the road to the capital. Upward, Crystal. Upward. Alien tries to not spend much time against the witches and aims at the leader. So he reaches another wide area. There are many fluorescent and natural columns. There are other crystals as well. And the sight would be very pleasant if only he wasn't chased by all the witches that are starting to arrive. On the way, there's a huge crystal which blocks the path. You have reached Witch's Lair, too. Familiar. The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien gains 110 experience points. Press Witch. The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien gains 100 experience points. Press hardware. Huge crystal. Downward. Upward. Hardware. There are many types of hardware in this area, not just computers. The witches aren't joking for sure.
Yeah, the background sound is very strange.
Huge crystal. Alien gets close. It's amazing the size of this crystal. When he touches it, it suddenly starts to shake. Alien steps back. It's actually starting to move. It was a curled-up crystal golem. Now he's standing and aims at Alien with its huge fists. Monsters like this have to be defeated with brute force, and they are resistant, too. They are strong, but slower than other monsters. The battle begins.
Let me try. So now I'm a wolf. I hit shift.
The battle ends.
Alien gains 150 experience points. Press
Alright.
Hardware. Downward. Upward. Familiar.
Oh boy.
Witch. Hardware. Familiar. Witch.
I guess you can't use those.
From upward.
Let's keep going.
Finally, there's one last wide space. Many crystals are scattered around like in the other spaces. There are many magical screens on the walls of the cave. They really look like big monitor screens, but flat and made of magic. The most powerful witches are gathered here, and among them, one catches Elian's attention. She's the leader and stands up. Her gaze is very nervous, and she expects to hear an explanation from him. You have reached Witch's Lair, Leader's Hall. Witches. They don't trust Elian, but it's up to their leader to decide his destiny. Most of them look very young. There's also some older ones, who are dressed as in the collective imagination.
Okay.
Screens. Those huge screens are suspended in the air next to the walls. They could be mistaken for holograms, but they are literally 2D flat screens, completely made of magic. Elian notices that on the desks nearby, there are flat consoles made of magic used to interact with them. But due to their nature, the term hardware is not proper anymore.
Okay.
Desk, dummies, bookshelves, leader of the witches, downward, witches, screen, desk. On the desk is the personal laptop of the leader of the witches. It is customized in a very particular way. Some components are physical. The rest are made of magic. Still, they both merge. There's also some amulet and a tome on it. Dummies. Scattered all around the area, there are straw dummies of many sizes. Most of them are hung on the ceiling by their necks. Witches can use them for their spells and rituals in countless ways. Bookshelves. The shelves are filled with tomes, books, and scrolls of many sizes. It is unlikely that Elian will ever get a chance to get closer to them. Leader of the witches. Downward. Leader of the witch. The leader looks like an adult woman, yet quite young. She has short and spiky blonde hair. She's dressed in a way which resembles the witches of the past, yet the dress looks modern, somehow. The leader of the witches has an authoritarian attitude and a harsh gaze. It won't be easy to deal with her. Elian takes a step forward and quickly explains the situation. As she could imagine, he came to find a way to stop the plague and the web collapse. She can tell for sure that Elian has been sent from the mayor, so she won't trust him. Actually, she's even more nervous than before. She shouts at Elian that the mayor and all his pawns are just a pile of trash, and nothing good will come from that government. So she threatens Elian to go away, or she will kill him. Elian knows that he can't win against all those witches at the same time. His only chance is challenging the leader to a duel. So he takes another step forward and draws his sword. She's quite angry, but yet teased from his attitude, so she will duel against him. Although she's a witch, she can cast normal spells without even chanting a word. In other words, she can fight melee with magic, while covered from an instant magic barrier. She is a versatile type of enemy. Brute force is required to win, and she's not slow. On the other hand, her strength is medium. This enemy has a special attack called Deadly Attack. This is a sudden attack that an enemy can use during the battle. When you hear this sound, the enemy is doing his deadly attack. You can dodge it like any other attack, but if you get hit, the attack is usually stronger, and it can apply extra effects like strengthening the enemy or weakening Elian for a period of time. The extra effect can be of many kinds, and some of them can be applied by the enemy even without hitting Elian with a deadly attack. The battle begins. Elian is defeated.
Hey, what?
Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. You have reached meeting point. To the capital.
Oh, do I have to go back?
Alucard. To saving point.
Hang on.
Audacity. Audacity. Track.
Let's try this again. I had to go back.
Leader of the witches. The leader looks like an adult woman, yet quite young. She is short and spiky. The battle begins.
I see. I think. Oh, I think I see the patterns. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The battle ends.
I got it.
Elian gains 220 experience points. Press control to continue. After an intense battle, she runs out of magic power. Elian notices, and so, with a swift jab, he crushes her barrier. After dodging her sudden flame burst, he dashes toward her. An instant later, he stops a few centimeters from her. His blade is even closer to her throat. The leader of the witches is forced to surrender, even if she's full of shame and rage. Despite her state of mind, she tries to calm down and, still very annoyed from the loss, asks Elian what exactly he expects to obtain from them. This time, Elian explains every single detail, but also adds that he doesn't want to follow the orders of the mayor. Still, this situation must end. He also says his true mission within the capital. She's going to kill the mayor and the other members of his party anyway. The girl that died on the square was the daughter of one of the witches inside this lair. The leader says that this is just their working station. Any single witch has a family to whom they return. Many of them decided to live inside the capital as normal citizens, but their safety is not granted, as long as a government like that will rule the capital. She has a solution for Elian. He just has to return inside the government palace and announce the success of his task. At that moment, he will have to activate a certain artifact, which is now in her hands. That artifact will teleport all the witches in that place. They will exterminate their target, and so Elian will get his chance to get the document he's searching for. It's not easy for Elian to decide. Even if his role is just to activate a magic item, the consequence of that action will be mass murder. Still, he saw that girl dying with his own eyes. The pain of that mother. He has a reason to make them pay. She's not the first victim, nor the last of this dictature, which is not legitimized by the local laws. In any case, his mission has a greater purpose and involves the whole of mankind and, last but not least, he's a vampire hunter, not a hero. Elian accepts and gets the artifact. Now he can return to the government palace.
All right, let's do it.
Bookshelves, leader of Downward, leader of... As long as he will cooperate, the leader will consider Elian as an ally. She apologizes for her behavior and shows some respect for his skill. You opened the inventory page.
One.
Blood vial. You open... You're back in the map.
Yeah, I'll see.
You open... Life points. 100% life... You're back in... Downward.
I used most of my blood vials, but that's okay.
You have... Upward. Downward.
Let's get out of here.
You have upward witch's lair, upward to the road to the cap. You have reached signpost to the witch's lair, to the entrance, to outside the capital, to the end.
So I think we go here.
You have burnt cut to the helpers, two alleys, to the road to the capital, to out to the helpers' house.
Let's see if there's some more stuff in here.
You have bookshelf. Medical kit. The medical kit is empty.
Damn it.
Book to the entrance. Helper. To the help. The helper suggests to Elian not to do what he just did again with the same client, or the military forces will find it suspicious. To the entrance.
Nothing. Okay. Let's go back over here.
You have reached to the help. Carpet. Two alleys. To the road to the capital. You have reached road to the witches to the entrance to outside the capital. You have reached meeting save you say tree medical. There's no transfusion bags left at the moment.
Damn it!
To the capital, Alucard. To the.
Where is...
You have... To the witch... Road to the entrance. To outside the capital. Mountain. To the entrance. To the witch's lair. To the entrance.
We need to go here.
To the... To alley.
Okay, we go here.
You have... To the witch... Abandoned building. To the square.
Okay.
You have to the gov capital to the government palace. You have reached government palace floor to floor to the mayor's room. The place that Elian is searching for is not here. To floor B1, to the mayor, to the square, to floor. The Secret Service won't let him pass. Flag, mayor's clerk, to the square, mayor's clerk. Elian communicates the success of the mission. He's glad to hear the news, so he invites Elian to follow him upstairs. As soon as he turns around and steps forward, Elian activates the artifact received from the leader of the witches. A blue flash, along with a vacuum sound, makes an army of implacable witches appear from nowhere. They've already prepared their spells. An elemental storm envelops the whole room, which gets covered by screams everywhere. People escape from the palace, except for the members of the government that the witches won't let go for anything in the world. Some military forces and secret service enter to shoot at the menace, but the bullets are deflected by their magic barriers, supported by the power of the leader. The ambush won't allow them to counter, no matter how heavy their guns are. The leader takes a moment to cast an invisibility spell on Elian. He doesn't waste a second and immediately starts to search for the secret archives. Flag, Mayor's clerk. The Major's clerk is hidden in a corner of the hall, trying to call reinforcements with his smartphone. However, he's scared as hell.
Trying to call reinforcements with his smartphone.
To the square, to the mayor's room, to floor flag, to floor B1.
Yep, definitely sounds like they're fighting. Damn.
Elian quickly sneaks inside. Just a few seconds and he will return visible. They are more than enough to bypass the whole security. At some steps from the door of the secret archives, a voice orders him to stop. He's the head of the secret services. He wears a pair of sunglasses, but Elian can feel his gaze, and he's not an ordinary guy. The man is slowly moving his hands toward the two Colts that he hides under his coat. Elian must act without hesitation.
Oh boy.
You have reached Government Palace, Floor B1, Vending Machine, Secret Service.
Yeah, let's Battle. Do this. Oh.
The enemy is getting... The enemy is...
We got him.
The battle ends. Elian gains 120 experience points. Press control. Vending machine. Round secret service.
Oh, come on.
The battle... The enemy is getting...
There we go.
The battle ends. Elian gains 120 experience points. Press.
Actually, I have to. I do like this. The background noise is pretty cool, actually.
To the secret archive, vending round table, chairs, head of the secret services, to floor zero, to the seat of head. Now Elian is close enough to counteract the disadvantage against a ranged weapon. Still, he's very fast and accurate, so it won't be easy. Enemies like this are faster, even if less strong. The battle...
Oh, I see. So I'm just studying him right now. All right. Let's attack him as a wolf. Is that a shield?
The battle ends.
Yeah, I got him.
Alien gains 250 experience points. Alien gets blood vial. Press control. Alien strikes his guns. They are damaged to the point they won't be able to shoot anymore. With a kick, Alien makes the head of the Secret Service fall on the ground. He lost. Still, Alien knows that he cannot let one like him escape. Alien tells him, staring straight into his eyes, if he manages to escape, then he will call reinforcements, or even chase him at a later time. The Secret Service can arrive anywhere, so he says that he must kill him. He doesn't even have the time to negotiate. So Alien points the blade at the chest of the guy and makes a light slash on it. Hearing a reaction of pain from him, he starts to laugh. Alien also says that he will need to suck all his blood so they won't be able to recognize him. And last but not least, before that happens, he will devour his heart. After saying that out loud, Alien morphs into a wolf and leaps over him. The man starts to scream in fear. Alien rips his clothes with his fangs, and when the chest is exposed, he lightly bites it to the point of making him bleed. At that point, he won't stop screaming. Alien can see his eyes despite the sunglasses and notices a familiar gaze. That was his gaze when he ran away from Dracula. Alien turns back into a dampier and frees his prey from his deadly assault. He gets up and desperately runs away. Alien already knows that he won't annoy him anymore for the rest of his life. He's glad he managed to avoid killing him. Now he can enter inside the secret archive room. Round table. Secret vending machine. To the secret archive vending. Alien shielded himself with it from the first two shots of his Colts. He didn't expect that it would have been even more useful in this way, rather than in the normal way.
He's using the vending machine as a shield. That's funny.
Secret Service.
Okay, that's nothing.
Round table. After making a swift leap, he kicked the table and managed to shield himself from the bullets. Secret Service. Chairs. They didn't work as a cover. Still, he managed to buy some time, throwing a couple of them. To floor zero. To the secret archive. Vending machine. This room is full of shelves. Countless top-secret documents are stored here. But Alien is here only for the one for his mission. So he starts his research without wasting a second. You have reached Government Palace. Secret Archive.
Oh, it's a lot quieter in here. It's not as loud.
Archive, Shelf 1. Detailed information about the most shocking political assassinations of the last century are archived on this shelf. Archive, Shelf 2. Many unknown facts about secret deals among the governments of the last decades and criminal organizations can be found on this shelf. Archive, Shelf 3. An entire shelf is dedicated to top secret files about the Second World War. Archive, Shelf 4. On this shelf, it is possible to know all the missing details about the most shocking mass murders of this nation from the last century. There are even the names of instigators and perpetrators.
Okay, then.
Archive, Shelf 5. There's an entire shelf which contains all the sightings of monsters, real or presumed, inside the territory of the nation. Particular attention is given to vampires and huge creatures. Archive, Shelf 6. On this shelf are stored all the contracts stipulated from the nation with multinationals of the world,
There are even detailed reports about the impact on climate change, global warming, and pollution.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Archive, Shelf 7. This shelf contains many documents about political agreements of the last century. Archive, Shelf 8. This shelf is very dusty. It seems like people are used to leaving the secret archive after checking the first 7 shelves. To floor B1. Archive, to archive, Shelf 8. This shelf is very dusty. It seems like people are... To floor archive. Detailed information about the most shocking political assassinations of the last century are archived on this shelf. Archive. Many unknown facts about secret deals among the governments of the last decades and criminal organizations can be found on this shelf. Archive, Shelf 3. An entire shelf is dedicated to top-secret files about the Second World War. Archive, Shelf 4. On this shelf, it is possible to know all the missing details about the most shocking mass murders of this nation from the last century. There are even the names of instigators and perpetrators. Archive, Shelf 5. There's an entire shelf which contains all the sightings of monsters, real or presumed, inside the territory of the nation. Particular attention is given to vampires and huge creatures. There's an entire archive, Shelf 6. On this shelf are stored all archive. On a closer look, Elian finds the document he was searching for. He didn't expect to find it on this shelf. Elian gets the secret document, and now he can leave this palace. Elian hides the document and quickly exits from the room. To go faster and not be recognized, he morphs into a wolf and rushes toward floor 0, faster than the wind. The battle is still going on, even if it should rather be called a one-sided massacre. With a leap, he escapes through a window, breaking the glass. Before someone can see him, he hides among the bushes and turns back into a dampier. Finally, Elian exits the gate, as if nothing happened. Now he can return to the meeting point. You have reached capital, to the government, to the alleys. Soldier.
No, I don't want... Whatever.
Battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains 50 experience points. Press to the government palace. Saving point. You save Meta Guy, soldier.
No.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains 50 experience points. Press to the alleys, to the government, save Metaga, to the alleys.
All right, let's go back here.
You have to the witch capit, abandoned, to the square, to the entrance. You have to the help capital, two alleys, to the road to the capital, bystander. To the road to the capital. Bystander. Anyway, the bystander wants to be alone. Nope. Any interaction with other people, especially due to the plague, draws the attention of military forces.
Okay.
To the road to the capital.
Let's go here.
You have reached road to the witch's left, to the entrance, to outside the capital. You have reached meeting point. Save. You saved the game. Tree. Medical. Alucard usually puts some transfusion bags inside the medical kit periodically. And based on what he says, he doesn't need them. He can rely on his personal supply of blood vials. So Elian just picks them up and transfers the blood inside the vials he creates with the crystallization of his Dampier powers. This time there are 3 transfusion bags, so Elian gets 3 blood vials.
Oh, good.
Tree, save it. You saved the game. You opened the inventory page.
5.
Blood vial.
1.
Wolf relic. A mummified paw of a wolf. It allows Elian to morph into a wolf. A wolf shape is very effective against heavy and armored enemies.
1.
Artifact. A powerful artifact which channels a space-time spell. Elian received it from the leader of the witches.
1.
Secret document. Elian stole it from the secret archive of the capital. It contains secret agreements between vampires and the government of the capital. Nothing.
You open your
battery. Saving. You saved the tree. Medical. Rock. Alucard. Elian returned with the secret document. Alucard tells him he did a good job. They read the document together. Seems like there's an alliance between the capital and a group of vampires. It started decades ago, and government by government, they are always in contact with many influential politicians of the place. The nature of the agreement ranges from exchanges of favors in their activities to sharing of information, especially now that technology has spread all over the world. Elian is quite surprised, but Alucard tells him that Dracula has owned for centuries the monopoly of advanced technologies, and now that the web exists and plays a fundamental role in the economy and society, the fact that all the other vampires are excluded on purpose from its control is the straw that broke the camel's back. Not one of them has the power to pose a threat to Dracula, so they have to secretly form groups and need the help of governments or other organizations to get access to technology. That's not what Alucard was searching for, but there's more. At the stipulation of the agreement, both the parties exchanged an important document as a sign of acceptance. In that way, the vampires got back a very special document. That document is the Black Scroll, which was stolen from a former vampire hunter who worked for the capital about 100 years ago. Alucard reacts to that. It's the document he was searching for. The Black Scroll has been hid inside a place called the Catacombs of Oblivion. So that's Elian's next destination. As Alucard speaks, she suddenly appears. Elian's former scarlet torturer. The beauty approaches Elian from behind and slowly girds his torso with her left arm, and with the other hand she covers his mouth. Alucard doesn't react in any way to the scene, so not even one like him can see her. With a trace of mockery in her voice, she tells Elian that she feels sorry for him. According to her, he just takes orders from that guy and obeys. While the right hand slips down to his throat, her head leans toward Elian. Her red lips are in contact with his right ear. Then she whispers that she wonders what that handsome man does when Elian leaves him alone. She also reminds him that nothing changed since their first meeting. But his only master is her, and no one else. Elian is used to ignoring her, but since he's having an important conversation with Alucard, he gets nervous and moves as if to shake it off. She gets back and laughs out loud, before disappearing. Alucard asks Elian what's the matter. He answers that it's nothing. He just thought of a ghost from his past. Alucard is not sure he understands, but warns Elian that it sounds like the typical weakness that Dracula can turn into fear in order to defeat his enemy. So he says that Elian needs to work on it and solve the problem before the great battle. Elian knows perfectly well what he means. Dracula already did that to him. Anyway, Alucard gets up and gives him a relic. It's the soul of a wolf. With this relic, Elian will be able to travel as fast as a car, or even faster, while transformed into a wolf, without wasting much energy. Elian thanks him and prepares to go to the catacombs of Oblivion.
Okay.
To the capital, Alucard, to the catacombs of Oblivion. Saving point. You saved the game.
Let's see, what time is it?
1:40 p.m.
Okay, it's 1:40. I think I will save that for part 3. I'm going to go take a nap. Sorry, but this is part 2. Let's see how far I've gotten.
You open life points. Game progression 7%.
Oh, that's it? Wow, okay. Yeah, I will try to make the next few parts longer. But I do apologize. This does definitely seem to be a pretty long game, though, which is good. I'm glad it's a decently long game. So...
Battle alert, quit game. Hell, exit.
Audacity.
With that being said, I hope you guys are enjoying this. It's not a bad little game thus far. But yeah, until next time, you guys take care.